Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
You're all very welcome back, and a huge response to that interview with Jacinda Ardern, Kevin and Kildare. Kevin says, lovely to hear Jacinda on radio. She's highlighted explorer Ernest Shackleton as one of her greatest inspirations. I wonder, does she know Shackleton was proudly Irish? Probably yes, because she's hugely invested in her Irish heritage. Another says, hi Daryl, sometimes IVF and other options don't work. Sometimes couples don't ever have any kids, and I think we need to make those people feel okay, that it's not okay, that it's okay not to be that fortunate despite wanting children. Sometimes we can't fix things. It's so sad, but I'm trying to accept it month in, month out. And that is from Breda. And indeed, last week we had a really moving conversation with the author Anna Carey, who actually spoke about her own experience and that of her partner of not having children, and she indeed put it into her new novel. Another says, super honest contribution from Jacinda Ardern. Eileen says, great insight regarding the challenges of running on empty, burnout and the toll of sustaining leadership. Well, one person who might be running on empty after this weekend is the singer Zach Bryan, who sang his heart out last night at the first of three shows in the Phoenix Park in Dublin this weekend. He's going to be playing in all to 180,000 people, an absolute sold out weekend. And country singer and radio host Clodagh Lawler was there. Clodagh, how are you after last night's gig?
I'm good. Do you know what? It's more of a buzz that I'm coming down off after last night. It was such an atmosphere. I can't even put into words, you know, I suppose for me, being a country artist and a radio host, seeing the response last night, you know, the first night of just country music. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you got so lucky with the weather, all the images, the pictures and the videos looked pretty. He played for quite a good bit of time.
He did. He came on at 8:20 and didn't get off the stage till 10:30. So I was like, I was amazed at that, because normally you'd only get an hour and a half of an artist nowadays. And he was on stage for the whole time, his band, everything. It was, oh my God, like anyone that's listening that's going tonight or going tomorrow, you're in for one hell of a show.
And what was really striking at some of the pictures I saw, lots of young children there. Are country fans mm-hmm. young in Ireland?
They are. You know, it's like the Irish country music scene that I would be in, like the age, there's no age, you know. Everyone just, anyone who likes country music goes to it. If you're 6, if you're 7 or whatever it may be. And there was kids that age lingering around. And that amazed me, especially with someone like Zach, because he's country, but he's like that country outlaw, gritty rock kind of sound to him as well, that I didn't think would resonate with such a young crowd, but it really did.
And he obviously leans into it because it was a family area at the gig. Did he chat much about Ireland?
He did. He loves Ireland. Oh my God. I think more than looking at him on stage, he was taken back, I think, by the weekend that was ahead of him. 3 nights in Phoenix Park, 180,000 people. And 2 years ago, like, he played the Helix, you know, like that was only 1,500 capacity, I think, at the time for him. And that's something of dreams for anyone to think that that's the last time he was in Ireland.
And just to give the sense of the scale of it, he's second only to Taylor Swift for Irish people in terms of their downloads. So he's obviously got a big fan base here.
Oh, it's huge. And, you know, it's nearly nice, like, for me on the outside watching it as well, because I've always loved country music. Obviously, it's something I grew up with at home, and I've always wanted to get it on national radio, and we finally got it there. And just recognised on a different level to what people might think country music is. And just seeing how in the last year country music has blown up, I never thought that. Now, I knew that Zach would probably sell out maybe one night and maybe 3 nights in the 3 Arena or something like that, but never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd see an artist come over to this side of the world from America selling out at a capacity like that. It's 180,000
people. Given that, yeah. Given the scale of those who attended, was it easy to get in and out? You know, were you able to park, or was public transport did all of that work seamlessly?
Yeah, so anyone that is going, there is a walk in, but you have to accept that you're in Phoenix Park at the end of the day. You know, it is a huge area. So there's about a 45-minute walk in. You know, they did put that up on the internet and on the news the night before, last night, just to warn people of that. And it was seeing all the girls with their cowboy boots. I said, oh God, they're going to be dead after walking in. But once
because there was a lot of cowboy boots that seemed to have been abandoned.
Abandoned a chip.
Did you not have to break these things in before you go dancing in them?
Oh, you do, you do. And like, you know, I had a pair of boots and a girl said, aren't they comfortable? And I was like, do you know what they really are? Because I've worn them around, like they were new ones that I got, but you have to wear them like a pair of heels. You know, you have to go around the house in them the week before you're doing a big task, like taking on a Zach Bryan concert in Phoenix Park. So it was walking out, you could just see like Cinderella slippers everywhere, just these little cowboy boots around me, around the place.
So you might want to bring your pumps, girls, in case they...
Yeah, maybe for the walk-in.
Yeah, maybe in case the boots let you down. What's really striking about this artist is that his rise to stardom has been pretty incredible. Like, he's a really, really interesting backstory because he was sort of a relative unknown. He went in, like many generations of his family, he joined the Navy.
Yeah, joined the Navy, and I think he was in the Navy and just decided that, you know, music was what he wanted to really pursue and started putting up videos online. And like, when you see a guy in a military outfit, you're going to be struck, you know, that's going to capture you online. And then his voice and his look and everything. And eventually then he just got the nod to say, you can leave and take on the world, whatever way you want to. And it worked out for him.
It really, really has. What was the song of the night last night for you?
I was between two. Something in the Orange, obviously, is one of his biggest hits, and that really put him on the platform this side of the world. And, you know, that one, I think, was lovely because the meaning of that, Something in the Orange, and the sun was actually going down behind the stage. So that was pretty cool. But the last song as well, Revival, just brought the place alive. It's the last song he introduces all his band members for that song, and they all sing the chorus of the song with him. So it's really nice that he incorporates them in everything. It's a real family kind of vibe on stage and in the crowd when you get there. So that was probably my highlight.
Clodagh Lawlor, good luck to you. You got back at 2 o'clock last night back to Clare. Oh, so thanks for joining us this morning. And let's give the people what they want then. This is Zach Bryan with Revival.